Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Joseph was successful in his trade. He was respected and known throughout the village as a righteous man. He felt blessed that Mary, someone so special, was to become his wife. They had celebrated a betrothal ceremony rich in tradition. He was looking forward to the day they would live together, start a family, and settle down. Joseph had his dreams for a future with Mary, but his hopes and dreams seemed to be dissolving right in front of him. His beloved Mary was pregnant, and it was not by him. He was confused, his integrity compromised. How did this happen? He wrestled with his choices. By Jewish law, Mary, pregnant before the time of the marriage, was subject to being stoned to death. It was plainly stated in the book of Deuteronomy, "Take her outside of the village and stone her." But the Romans who occupied the land would not allow the Jews to impose the death penalty anymore. That was now a sole Roman prerogative. Thus, Joseph was in agony. He loved his Jewish roots. He was steeped in the message of the prophets. He clung to God's promises as he wrestled with his decision and his pain with Mary. Joseph prayed. He was faithful. As he turned to God, he waited in hope for guidance, waited on the Lord. His heart was torn between the law of Torah and God's law of love. But Joseph decided on the alternative, divorce. He made his plan. He was ready to carry it out. He would divorce Mary quietly. He would spare her public ridicule. So he went to sleep, resolved to do what he needed to do. That night in his sleep, he dreamed an angel appeared to him. When Joseph awoke the next morning, he believed in his dream. He was not to be afraid to take Mary to be his wife. It was through the power of the Spirit. The message was clear. It was not a perverse accident. The child Mary was carrying was the one described in the prophecy from Isaiah. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel. The child his Mary was carrying would save his people. When he got up, the words of the angel echoed in him. For myself, I believe Joseph did not wake up thrilled or happy, but with a very sobering, heavy feeling. Joseph was being asked to trust a situation that was not expected, not of his own creation. Like Joseph, many of us find ourselves facing unexpected turns in the life we thought we knew. How do we respond? Joseph said yes to the dream of God in him. When I woke up yesterday and today, I looked outside and saw fog. I could see nothing clearly. All was shrouded in fog. No light piercing the gray. Is that what Joseph felt in his heart and mind? A fog, a dull gray feeling. What lay ahead of him, he could not see clearly. He would have to trust and live out one day at a time. How his life would unfold, he did not know. Like Joseph, none of us knows how life will unfold. We make plans, we have dreams and expectations, and then the unexpected happens. We fall in love. A cherished friend is diagnosed with cancer. A family dynamic shifts and everything is unsettled. A loved one dies. A secure job becomes less secure. A child grows up and disappoints us. Old age surprises us. Do we allow ourselves to consider, listen, and pray like Joseph? Where is God in our plans and dreams? God breaks through in ways we least expect. God broke through for Joseph in a dream. Joseph could have dismissed his dream, but he did not. Joseph accepted the words of the angel that God's message was to not be afraid. And he carried that message with him for the rest of his life. We have received the same passages of Scripture that were the source of Joseph's belief in God. Do not be afraid. Joseph had to step out in faith. So do we. God's decision to become Emmanuel, God is with us, is God's decision to be with us in all our decisions. No matter how foggy, how unclear the future might seem, believe that God is with you. The way forward is through the very one promised through the prophets, Jesus. He is the wisdom of God, the Lord of might, the rising dawn, the King of nations, Emmanuel. That is his job, to be God with us. The job of Jesus is to be God with us. Instead of falling back on your common sense, fall on God. Pray to the Prince of Peace and ask him to lead you forward. Like Joseph, are you willing, no matter how old you are, to say yes to the unfolding dream of God in your life? Amen.